making a difference to the Milton Rotary Club, the Milton Sports Hall of Fame, and the ball hockey tournament. Rod McLaughlin, thank you for being a community builder. Why is it important to give back to the community?
To me, it's really about just helping others. You know, sort of, there's a saying that I grew up with that is goes something like, live simply so others can simply live. And so for me, it's just, it's important just to help the community. The next generation is really important to me. So I think youth is a big focus for me because they're our future, of course. But also I think it's a great way to meet people. And Milton is a fantastic community when it comes to volunteerism in the community and leadership. And so to me, it's been a great outlet to also just meet people.
Now, Rod, this leads me to my next question. What makes Milton so special?
I don't know what it is. It's just a great place to raise a family, obviously, but also just very welcoming. We moved here about 10 years ago, and as soon as you come into the community, you know, I think the important thing is that there's a lot of people that like to get involved, and they like to give back. And it's just that community spirit that kind of keeps everybody going and really welcomes everybody in when they first come here. Because let's face it, probably 3/4 of the people now are new to town, but it still feels like everybody's been here for a long time. That's the way people sort of make newcomers feel, I think.
Rod, what's been your favorite part of working in Milton?
You know, for me, I think it's seeing the familiar faces. You know, when you go around town and, you stop in at a grocery store or you're just walking down Main Street, maybe during the street festival or whatever it might be, you bump into people that, you sort of see the same faces all the time. But that's in a good sense. You know, it's the same people that are out there. They're really eager and enthusiastic and just great community people. And so it's a nice feeling to just kind of go around town, you know, whatever you're doing, whatever going about your business, and you're just seeing those faces. And it's just a nice feeling, I think.
Not everything is smooth sailing. So, Rod, what are some of the biggest challenges you faced in your roles?
You know, that's an interesting question. I think the biggest challenge we've had is obviously you're seeing a lot of the volunteers just as a pool of individuals kind of aging. So attracting new volunteers, new members, if it's a service club, and also just avoiding burnout for the people that are giving back, sort of spreading the load and trying to attract new members, I think, or new volunteers. I think those are the areas where we're probably seeing the biggest challenge. It's not, say, local support or businesses giving back. Those are definitely strengths.
Now, Rod, is there anything that stands out to you as an accomplishment that you're most proud of?
That's a good question. I think probably the Game On ball hockey tournament that Angelo Pasquarero and I do with a bunch of other key members in the community. Angelo and I started it about 8 years ago, and it gives back to Reach Out Center for Kids, which is a kid's mental health, and that's raised over $100,000 now. So that's something that I think I'm probably most proud of, because it's a lot of fun. It's again about kids and helping kids, and I think mental health is super important for our young people, and so I think that's probably the one that I'm most proud of.
Now, looking ahead to the future, Rod, what can Milton expect from you?
Well, we're still proceeding with, the Milton Sports Hall of Fame. It's coming up. It's going to be our fifth anniversary in the fall. So the nominations are about to close soon, this spring. And, you know, we're looking forward to inducting the fifth annual class. So that'll be about, I guess, 25 inductees now over the last 5 years. So the ceremony is going to be in November. And, you know, we're really looking forward to that, I think, is a big thing. And hopefully everything goes to plan with that.
Thank you, Rod, again, for taking some time out of your busy schedule to talk to us today. Thank you again for everything you've done in the community. Is there anything you want to say before we wrap things up?
Just really just to thank you guys for doing this. I think it's a great concept. And I think that the community volunteers are sort of the backbone of Milton and what makes Milton what it is, right? So kudos to you guys for, you know, drawing a spotlight to it, because I think that's really important, because if we don't get new volunteers and new members to the service clubs like Rotary and the Optimists and the Italian Club and so on and so forth, you know, then we can't keep these great programs going. So
thank you, Rod, and make sure to listen to all our community builders at miltonnow.ca.